When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Let's hear you. That says judgment is coming, and certainly all will be there. Each one will receive justly his or her due. But what did he say? Hide now, hide in the seven sin cleansing blood, and when that judgment will come, it will pass over you. Hallelujah. Another stanza there says, oh great compassion, oh boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true. He says, find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Find peace. Find peace and shelter. Find peace and shelter under that blood. Praise the Lord. Another stanza in the second song we sang says, "Oh precious fountain that saves from sin." He said, "I'm so glad I have entered in." That's the testimony of a Christian. There. Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Then I am saying also, like the songwriter, come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Listen, church. We have to go back, amen, to that old time Christian faith that many of us have read about. They have turned Christianity and Christian programs to jamborees. But brethren, the Christian faith is not jamboree. The Christian faith is running to a place of safety. Judgment is coming upon this world. One of these days, what we are saying will be a reality. Judgment is coming. The only people that will be saved are those who apply the blood. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish with the destruction that is coming upon this world, but shall have eternal life. Life is offered to the whole world. And they are turning it to lasciviousness. They are turning it to comedians now and making caricature of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. But let me tell you, the cross will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, like I was telling all the ministers this evening, I said, the success of every minister is determined and shall be confirmed the day we will stand before our Maker. God is not going to ask me, Moses Alu, how many people receive healing in your ministry? How many people did you discern and prophesy to? How many? How many did you make millionaires? How many people from poverty, they all were riding cars when they came to your ministry? God is never going to ask me that question. Hallelujah. God is going to ask Moses, Alu, how many have you brought to me? How many receive eternal life through your ministry? How many receive eternal life through your ministry? When they demolish this church and the forces, mighty forces, financial forces and governmental forces jam together to take over this land for reasons best known to them. One of the reasons is because snake of Moses was coming to swallow the snake of the magicians. There was only one prayer point I kept praying. I made that prayer point only once. And I hung my faith on it. I said, Lord, if on this ground, I preach on this ground, and just one person received eternal life, because of that one person, give us back this land. Sitting down here today, if you receive the Holy Ghost through my ministry, can you stand up? More than one, more than two, more than three, But no, many of you receive in other places. So I'm talking of those who receive under my ministration, under my ministry. Many of you receive from some other ministry, but under my own ministry, you receive eternal life. You know you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Confidently, confidently stand up, because that is a testimony of a Christian, and that is a testimony of a pastor. Other pastors, they show up with the number of cars they have, the designer houses they have, but I am showing up with the souls that through me they receive eternal life. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. I am looking at people that we shall live eternally with. Eternal. Do you know the meaning of eternal? No end. All of you that receive the Holy Ghost through me, come and shake me. If some people don't stand up, then they stand up now. I say Holy Ghost. I didn't say you fell down under anointing. No. I say Holy Ghost. Those who receive Holy Ghost. You all receive the Holy Ghost. Now that they start like a funeral will come. Won't you make some serious noise? Of God to me, then I should confidently minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost anywhere I go. And there are children of God everywhere. Sorry, those I shook, they are those under my ministry, they know under my ministry, you see. There are many more that are not here now watching us online under this same ministry, they receive the Holy Ghost. And there are many more sitting down here. You receive the Holy Ghost under some other ministry. But the important thing is this. Be sure. Hallelujah. That it is the Holy Ghost you received. Like William Branham will say. That people go to church. Instead of receiving the Holy Ghost, they receive the Spirit of one another. Instead of receiving the Holy Ghost, they are receiving the spirit of their pastor. And they are thinking it is the Holy Ghost they have received. The Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, is the spirit of Jesus Christ. It's not the spirit of any other man. And you will always act according to the spirit that you have. If you have the spirit of Christ, you will act like a Christ. If you have the spirit of a prostitute, you will prostitute. If you have the spirit of lie, you will be lying. It is the spirit you have that rules your life. And according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, our destiny, we are called and predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We are to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the image of God. And that is the image that Adam was until he lost it. But Christ has come to replace the first Adam, and Christ, according to Colossians 1 verse 15, he said Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. We Christians are supposed to be the image of the invisible Christ. Hallelujah. That's why we love to sing that song. From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. On earth I long to be like him, my faithful Savior, our righteous Savior. On earth I long to be like him.
That's our prayer.
To be like him. To be like Jesus.
To be like him,
to be like him,
oh, true.
Amen. It is not a boast. It is a right. Every believer, listen, your salvation is not complete until you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Your salvation is not complete until you receive the Holy Ghost. And when we say receive the Holy Ghost, the average Pentecostal is getting ready to speak in tongues. Brethren, what I'm talking about is more than exercising any gifts. I am talking about the assurance of salvation. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ in a man. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is grace. What is grace? For it is God which causeth you both to will and to do his good pleasure. God, knowing that man has no ability to live a life pleasing before him, God comes down and incubates a man and causes you to live a life that is pleasing before him. That is the meaning of grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the Holy Ghost? It's the power that makes you a child of God. That is the power that changes a sinner, transforms a sinner to a saint. Praise the Lord. What is the Holy Ghost? It is, listen, it is the power that causes resurrection. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, that is the hope of resurrection. That is the hope of resurrection. Praise the Lord. What is the Holy Ghost? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's the confirmation of the covenant. It's the confirmation of the covenant. He said, if you not, Romans chapter 8 verse 9, if you have not the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. You are none of his. The Holy Ghost is a covenant that God entered into with man. Hallelujah. The assurance that when he comes, we will go home with him. I explain it here sometime so that you'll understand. I say, I read somewhere William Branham brought that example out. That some years back in America, there was a Chinese man that had a laundry service. He didn't know how to speak English. He didn't know how to write English. Now you brought your clothes, and you have to come a particular day and collect back your clothes. So if you come, how will he know that you are the owner of this clothes? So you enter an agreement. What is the agreement? He cuts a piece of paper. Hey, do I have any paper here? Eh? Now, this is a piece of paper. Eh? If you can look at the screen. What he does, the Chinese man, you drop your cloth, then he will tear a piece of paper. You hold one. Hold them now. You know what? You hold one. You go. You are coming back which day to collect it. I hold this one. I attach it to that cloth. Since I cannot speak English, but we are entering a covenant, what do we do? The day you come, you will bring that paper. Bring it now for your cloth. Are we sure you are the one? They bring it. It match. Therefore, carry, go. Hallelujah. It was speaking of something God will do with man. Hallelujah. God entered a covenant with man. And he's coming back to collect his own. The covenant he did, he sealed it with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There is the body of Jesus Christ and there is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So he brought the paper, Jesus. He teared Jesus into two. He took the body to heaven and left his spirit here. Hallelujah. He is coming to collect his own. Evidence that you are his own is that you will have his spirit. When he will be coming, only those who have his spirit will come up and connect and connect and connect and connect. And then they go and forever be with him. See how important it is to have the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, if you have not the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. What is the evidence that you are of Christ? You will have his spirit. What is the evidence that you are Father's son? You will have his blood in you. I'm a Christian because you are a church worker. I'm a Christian because you belong to a church. I'm a Christian because you hang a cross. I'm a Christian because I'm a preacher. I'm a Christian because I do this, I do that. Anytime I call the blood, anytime I pray, he always answers me. Anytime I have problem, every time I hear his voice. That is more than that. More is more than that. That will never guarantee you're going in the rapture. The only qualification to go in the rapture, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, is that you have the spirit of Christ. Before he gave up the ghost, he shouted, "It is finished," and released the ghost. That ghost is the Holy Ghost. That's why I said the Holy Ghost is the spirit of Christ. That's why Apostle Paul, John the Baptist says, it is Jesus that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. Only him can give you the Holy Ghost because it is his spirit. No man can give you the Holy Ghost. When I stand here, I don't have Holy Ghost to give you. But I have a God that when I call upon him, he will give you. Oh, praise God. And that is one prayer point that is so perfectly according to the will of God. If you pray for a husband, a particular man to marry you, it may not be because it may not be his perfect will. That job, it may not be his perfect will. It may not be his will at all, even for you. Even though you want it, even though you like it. That's why the prayers sometimes are delayed. Or it may not even be the time yet. But when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is his perfect will. Before you call upon him, he will give you. That is the assurance I have here today. And above all, it is the place, the only place of safety on earth. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. It is only then you can say, if God be for us, who will be against me? The only place of safety where you become untouchable is to come under the blood of Jesus. For that is where the overcoming power is. That is where the overcoming power is. That's why Revelation chapter 12, it says, the accuser of the brethren is accusing us day and night before the throne of grace. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Because that blood has washed away our sins. Whatever you are accusing me of, that blood has washed it away. When we come to him through the cross, we baptize. Baptism is identifying with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That is how you personalize it. You come out of that water. Every sin you have ever committed is gone. Is gone. Washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation. Even the young lady yesterday that said the joint place that they were finishing men. As horrible as it looks, when it comes under the blood, that blood washes it away. No matter what sin you have ever committed, there's no condemnation. The devil cannot condemn you again. You are free because your sins have been washed under the blood. Destruction that is coming, only apply the blood. The only way to apply the blood is to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because in that blood, there is a life there. The life that is there is eternal life. That is the new covenant. There is a life. There is a life inside his blood. When you take that wine, he says, as often as you drink this cup, you eat this bread, you do remember, you show forth my death until I come. When we come together like this for communion, amen, we are closing this program with communion, our own way, hallelujah, of demonstrating our faith that there is no other place of safety anywhere other than under the blood. When you say, if God be for us, he came and entered a covenant with us through the cross, through the body, the offer of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. And let me use this quickly to correct something that I see some of you, some people even come to me that some brothers, some sisters told them that they should use blood, something, an animal to bring offering of blood. Bring offering of blood for their problem to go. Amen. See, this is what knowledge does. No other blood can be shed again. The highest blood has already been shed. The problem with you is, hallelujah, you don't know, you say you are born again. You are born again, but you don't know your birthright. If you are born again, you have a birthright. Psalm 103. Can we read it from verse 1? He speaks about forgetting not his benefits. Benefits. Psalm 103 from verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. See, Revelated people. And you know, it's David that wrote this. The same David that faced Goliath, making reference to a covenant of circumcision. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. As a benefit, see the benefit here. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all? Did he say some or all? Some or all? He healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the benefit. That is the benefit. He is a place of refuge, like we have the cities of refuge in Numbers chapter 35. Once the accuser of the brethren, avenger of death, according to that ordinance. You kill, you must be killed. Tooth for tooth, eye for an eye, ear for ear, life for life. Kill my papa, I kill you. God no vex. But you may do it unawares, because everything that a man is doing contrary to the will of God, there is a spirit behind it. It was serpent that made Eve to fall. But they are talking Eve, but God was looking at serpent. That nonsense you are doing, there is a spirit that is pushing you. If you can run, it means you know you have done something wrong. You need safety. You don't want to die. And just cross the border and enter that city of refuge. It is a city of refuge. The avenger of blood cannot get you again. No matter what you have done, run to the blood of Jesus. As you enter that water and come out, the power that the enemy has, the accuser of the brethren has, the power, remember I said, the power it has over you is taken away. No more authority. He cannot control you again. But he's controlling you. Somebody here, he's still controlling you. That's why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you don't know your rights. You don't know your rights. You are afraid that your uncle collected the land of inheritance that your papa left for you. But you are afraid. You know, say if you go there, you go die. So you say, beg another day, carry go. The reason is because you believe he has a higher power than you. But the day you know who you are, you go to possess your possession. Some of you don't understand. Hallelujah. Amen. But what I'm saying now, this is what I am called to do. This is what I am called to do. I am called to bring you to the cross. That is my ministry. I am bringing you to the cross of Jesus. And there, that cross is where you receive all the benefits. That is why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And that million you are looking for, and that husband you are looking for, and that wife you are looking for, and that document you are looking for, you will sit down. It will chase you. Come and start chasing you. The blessings will follow you. Didn't you hear? He said, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace. Peace with the Lord. Instead of going from mountain to mountain, from prophet to prophet, so that you have peace, see the secret. Live a life that is pleasing before God. And the mouth of the lion, if they throw you there, it will close. If they throw you for fire, it will turn to air condition. Because when you pass through the water, he will be with you. When you pass through the fire, he will be with you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The greatest thing that can happen to a human being on earth is to discover Jesus. I discover him, that's why I'm sharing him with you. Not because I am pastor. I've been preaching this for 8 years before this church started. And I never preached in any church. But there is no day I didn't get a convert. Before I'm going to talk politics when I meet you. If I travel anywhere I travel and I am Lagos bound, the person sitting next to me must end up the next service day in my church. If I'm traveling by air, hallelujah. If I am traveling by air, before I enter that motor, Lord, give me a soul as I'm entering this aircraft. I travel abroad 7 hours non-stop flight. What am I going to talk with people when they sit down with? In my street like this, I go see people, they park themselves for inside motor. Then they go church. I go, look, which church did they go? Catholic. Ah, Father, if you allow me here, there are up to 10 of them here. Father, 10. I go, do. Before you know what, I don't know one person. Before you know what, I don't enter the house. I did not hold any appointment in my church. There's something I knew that I wanted the whole world to know. Anywhere I go, I was preaching. All the churches I attended, the intermediate churches, go and find out. 60% of the church members were my converts. And I was not an ordained minister in that church. I caught a revelation that I was ready to share it with anybody I met. Praise the Lord. I discovered that was the only thing that was giving me joy. To see that through me, somebody found Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm saying here, my wife is here. She knows. My wife is here. She knows. You come and visit me. Ah. Okay, why would I be? Why would I be talking with you? Talk about market. Are they selling anything? Eh? Don't just give me lead. Don't just give me lead. Maybe you enter, finish. You come, they say, Alu, you don't get no wine. You don't start. You mean alcohol? You say, don't start. You mean you still drink? I don't start with that too. You mean you still a drink? Oh, I used to drink like you before, but something happened. See, I don't start with that though. Now you open up, now you start up. Praise the Lord. A womanizer that I was. Now I don't born again. Whether Satan won't confirm whether I'm born again or not. Then I cannot tell that one to my wife. There, yeah. But now that is old me. They come out just I say, see temptation. You know, because they shake the thing, they shake. Now say, you see they shake this thing now? I don't pass this level. You know they go to church? I don't check this thing. Like you now. If you were my friend and you visited me, you know you don't give me some, even by looking at you, I will start to preach for you. I go say, don't you know that the Bible is against doing your hair like this? Someone don't start. Do you know it is in the Bible? Eh? Do you know it is in the Bible? Open Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 27 and verse 28. Eh? Give him microphone to read it.
Praise the Lord. You shall not run the corners of your head.
You then show, and by which of you to show us his head.
Neither shall you, praise the Lord. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh. Sorry, 27. You shall not run the corners of your head. Neither shalt thou make the corners of thy beard.
Of your beard. Wait. Okay. Remove this thing from the screen. Look, we see your head. I will read that here.
You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh.
It's okay, sir. Let me read it. Make you hear again. Make you hear. He says, show us his head. You shall not round the corners of your head. Neither shall thou mar the corners of your beard. His beard. Sorry, I was saying something. Anywhere I go, I get message to preach. Like I see you now. When will you remove it? You have shaved it. You only reduced it. You have only reduced it. Eh? If you give me someone, I will preach. Praise the Lord. You give me someone, I will preach. Some people this is a vision and they see why they talk. Me, I be pastor. Now when I see grow, anything I see in a sermon. As with a close church, with a go, and they see some brothers where they carry their wife's handbag. When I look, I say, this one has turned completely mumu. The wife don't finish her. And the woman don't free her. Nobody say you get picking her. You may have been saying your husband carry your bag, Abby. They were carry go. To start with, now you pay your bride price. Number two, he old pass you for age. So for this part of the world, you want to like Oyibo, brother, you want to like Oyibo? Let me make you they carry her bag. Oh yeah, who could they live completely as Oyibo? When you want to show her, say you love her, bring flower for her. Bring flower. Now you go take no say she be African woman. No be Oyibo. Anyway, I'm only trying to tell you, the dead discover Christ. I stand confidently to tell you what I have experienced. He is real. He can save. He can convert a sinner to a saint. I am the evidence. I am the evidence that if you have truly and genuinely met with God, there is a corresponding reaction from you. There must be a change in your life. That is why when I meet a man who says he's a Christian and he's drinking beer and he's still chasing woman and he's trying to defend it and he's speaking in tongue, the first question is I ask, I say, certainly I must believe your testimony that you met a spirit. Because me too, I met a spirit who said he is Jesus. And you met the same spirit who said he is Jesus. Then I understand why Apostle Paul said there is another Jesus. The Jesus I met, without him telling me, the thirst for alcohol died. The Jesus I met, I fell in love so much when he revealed to me how he suffered because of me. He let me understand what he did on the cross on Calvary. How will I now respond to such love? The Jesus I met, I fell in love with him, not for what he promised to give me, but for what he has done for me. The Jesus I met, oh glory be to God, I am serving him for what he has done, not what he will do. Whether he answered me my prayer request or not, that is not the reason I am following him. For while I was yet a sinner, he died for me, made provision for me. Why will I serve him conditionally? I serve him for better, for worse. I love him. And I want to show it. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is my Father and my God. Hallelujah. He is the one I'm telling you now. If you come to him the way I came to him, you will have the same testimony. You will have the same testimony. People say they backslid. I said backslid to where? I used to go to nightclub every weekend, nightclub. Then I don't backslid though. Now I begin go nightclub. I backslid. I didn't backslid anything. It's a pig. Remain a pig. The nature of a pig. If you like, bring a pig. Go and wash him. Wash him, put perfume, rub everywhere. Keep him to stay at the altar. He will be there. The day his eyes see potopoto, then you go no say no be altar be home. He will not only go there, he will dive there. I say, even here, I say somebody will say he's a minister. A minister. Minister of what? Minister of the cross? And then they say there's even rumor. Some even rumor before a minister of God. The rumor is that he fornicates. So what were you converted from? What were you before and who are you now? I'm challenging you. Go back to the cross. For the past 20 years, you go church, go church. If Christ come now, will you go? Your heart will skip. It's not religion. But I'm here today to tell you, if you open your heart, amen, as you eat this bread, amen, and you drink from this cup, something will happen. I believe it. I say, I believe it. Whether there are two people here today. In fact, there will be more than two. Let me tell you why I said there will be more than two. When we come before the Lord's table like this, amen, I like to approach the baptism of the Holy Ghost with communion. Because that is where the life is. Believers also,
Communion service is a time to renew your covenant with God. Hallelujah. And when you come to the cross again, there shall be revival. It is time to come and recharge. So listen, if you have not received the Holy Ghost before, you have never received the Holy Ghost, you've been desiring the Holy Ghost. In fact, somebody here said, this is your first time of the hearing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Even you, as you hear me now, you want, God will give you the Holy Ghost. If they are here, let them shout that amen. That is category number one. Category number two, amen, are those who receive the Holy Ghost and they are backsliding. Do you know now? The backsliding Christian, as I know the definition of backslidingness, is not the one that goes back to fornication, goes back to drinking beer, goes back to beer parlor, goes back to babalawo. That one, he was not converted at all. But the fire you used to have, for any reason the fire is no more there, you have backslidden. You used to pray before 3 hours, now you cannot pray for 30 minutes, you have backslidden. It used to be easy for you to forgive. Now, for 1 week, you are still holding the person in your heart. That you have the ability to hold somebody like that in your heart is evidence you have backslidden. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You begin to see yourself, you know, doing things that you know you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do. The ability is no more there. The fire is no more there. You have backslidden. If there's anybody here today, after this communion, there shall be restoration. I am here with the grace for that. I said there shall be restoration. Another group again. Hallelujah. The grace that God gave you, the gift that God gave you, for one reason or the other, the gift has gone dormant. God doesn't take any gift away when He gives you. For the gift and calling of God is without repentance. He does not take it from you. That is where gifted people make mistakes. They see the gift still going even though they are in sin. And they think that is evidence they are with God. But let me tell you this. When this gift that is given to you, it is the talent that God has given you. God has given you that talent. And that determines your ministry. Every Christian has a ministry. And your ministry is defined by the gift you have. And these gifts are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 9 of them. Spiritual gifts. 9 of them. And every Christian, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, at least one of that must operate. At least one of them. And one day, according to Luke chapter 19, we are going to face the Lord. And then he'll tell you, I gave you this talent, this gift. What did you do with it? Account for it. And that is where many will lose their crown. And that's where many will lose their reward. Hallelujah. I am using my own gift now. I am praying for people. I am casting out, doing deliverance. If God shows me something by word of knowledge, I tell the person. I am here, oh glory be to God. I am here exercising my own gift of faith. I exercise the gift of faith. And every gift I know I have, I use it. But you, your own uncle, you say you are born again, you are shaking hands with me now. All of you that shook hands with me, will you say this is my own ministry and that I am using it? And some of you think that you are not a minister unless you hold microphone. It's not everyone. Hallelujah. I told you now. I say, I was the one filling my church with converts. Yet, I never held microphone to preach in any church. Till this church started. You will not give anybody revelation unless they give you microphone. You know it's not revelation you want to give. You are looking for recognition. The Bible calls it vainglory. You will never prosper. The ministry is between you and God. It's God that rewards us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know a minister here that went to pray for somebody in his house. After praying, he was seeing him off and discovered that he didn't have a car. How did you come here? He said he came by Okada. And he said, okay, before you go back, take that Honda Accord. But he has been going to places and praying like that, so he wasn't even expecting it. He's God that rewards. He got to some places, even transport money, they don't go give up. But his joy is the testimony of the people. So he goes to pray for them. You, your own, you want to advertise your own with microphone. And then pride comes. Somebody says, with this type of gift, do you know what you will be now? With this gift you have. Then everybody is gathering people. Everybody is gathering people. Ha! God is seeing all our motive for opening ministries. Praise the Lord. This gift that I am exercising, it didn't start in Brother Assembly. In fact, I was more on fire before Brother Assembly started. All these deliverance, when we deliver, they shout before demon they go. I never shouted until this church started. You have any problem, I speak. I separate you from this spirit in Jesus' name, and I'm gone. And it is gone. But now, I don't go. Like that spirit, where they talk to me through you. I don't go. Moses, take your time. When I was on fire, you can't. Now, once I come, the spirit will run before I come. And I ask God, if I've done anything wrong, help me. But I discover the weight of the ministry, it affects the grace. That's the truth. Because now, more responsibility, plus Marine Kingdom doing assignment on me, plus carnal brothers that I refuse them to commercialize their gift. Only God knows why they carry my name. They hide under a condition, put for top man, they carry stuff, put on top, put poo on top, everything. Carry. Only God knows what God don't save me from. Praise the Lord. Any grace you have that has been dormant, this night it will be manifested again in the name of Jesus. Call your name, Moses Alu, there shall be restoration. Say it again. Say it very loud. Call your name and say it. It's not only man, men and women. That vision you always see is not for your entertainment. God wants to raise an army in this end time. Hallelujah. People that have genuine gifts. People that will use their gift not for their belly, but for the advancement of the kingdom. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the advancement of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Another group. There are those that your gift was deliberately attacked. There are churches we go that the man of God is there and a witch, you don't know. Once he sees that through your gift he's going to be exposed, they know what to do. Bam. A prophet here, Prophet Daniel was telling me, is Prophet Daniel around? He said, anytime he's for one church he was in before, anytime the man of God, if you're a fornicator, don't come near Prophet Daniel. Sham, you go just here. Up till now. Now we dey cool and down. No talking like that now. No talking like that. He said, see a married woman. A married woman, they sleep. They sleep with us. And they come to church. I go say, now so. Now mix multitude. Now so, take her easy. When the pastor notices, he says, God, you sleep with a so-so-so-so-so person. In so-so-so hotel. Room, so-so-so-so-so. The man says, better take your time. He said, no, now what can I see? He said, one day, he was sitting down in the church. And he said, do like say, sleep, one catch him. It's not good to sleep in the church. He said, he woke up, he saw the man use his hand and close his eye like this. Rub it on his face. From that day, but he said, no, understand again. From that day, he said, he saw when something left the man like cobweb and covered him. From that day, frustration, confusion, until the day he came here, I was sitting somewhere there, and the prophet picked him. Till he came here, and then God restored that gift. Anybody here, the enemy has tampered with your grace, including the one where by yourself, now you carry go meet one prostitute. You carry one member of the group, the former group of that sister of yesterday, where vomit 11 cowries. 11 cowries. You go carry that kind one. Not only your gift, plus your business, plus, in fact, everything. Because his own is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Tonight, that group, there will be restoration. The mercy of God is here now, there shall be restoration. Praise the Lord. And when the power of God will come, you can't resist it. The best thing for you to do is open your heart. Just open your heart. Let him do whatever he wants to do with you. I give you one assurance. The spirit in operation in this ministry is the genuine Holy Ghost. Nobody has laid hand on me. No man transferred anything on me. Nobody has laid hand on me for ministry. God by himself visited me. Like he visited Paul. Like he visited others. So, when I'm telling you, you cannot be under my ministry, I say receive the Holy Ghost, and a wrong spirit will come upon you. Lie. Just open up. Just open up yourself. If you want, you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you want God to give you the Holy Ghost today, be humble enough. Can you stand up? Father, you are seeing them. Father, you are seeing them. They heard me say something. And they want to test what I have spoken. They want to confirm it. That there is a God that gives eternal life. They don't want to be church members. They want to be members of the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here they are, Lord. Let every one of them be filled today in the name of Jesus Christ. Be in expectation. You can only receive what you are in expectation of. I'm looking at you now because I'm going to ask this same question after the service to know how many of you received. Sit down. You have received an experience before, but you are not sure whether it is the Holy Ghost or not. And you want God to confirm to you what happened to you. So day, so time. Stand up. You want a reconfirmation. so place, at so time, at so church, or so occasion in my room, in a program, so time, something happened to me. I am not sure whether it is the Holy Ghost or not. Today, I want you to confirm it. Stand up. You want God to confirm your experience. He doesn't waste time at all. If he's the one that visited you that day, that same thing that happened to you, immediately will start here now. As you they ask him, immediately he will do it. Because he cannot deny his work now. He's the one that did it. Praise God. I'm doing something. Those of you who are standing now, you want God to confirm an experience you received before. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah again. Father, look at them, Lord. You visited them one time or the other. Then we want you to confirm it again today. So this is evidence that it's like I'm wasting his time. Sit down first. You have a gift. You know you used to operate a gift. Whatever happened, you know or you don't know. But you want that gift now to be activated. Back as it used to be before. Stand up, let me see you. You used to see vision before, you don't see again. You used to hear a voice before, you don't hear again. You used to have a healing gift, deliverance. You used to cast out devils. Your shadow alone will heal the sick. But it has died for any reason. And you want God to restore it. Father, look at them. There are the various categories I'm asking. For the angels moving in our midst to see you. When you will open your heart before you call upon, in fact, immediately that bread, that wine enter your body, it will start its work. There will be rearrangement of your spirit. And that grace shall be restored this night. Somebody will receive such a fire that anywhere you go and there is anything they bury there, your presence will destroy it. If they carry your cloth, go to any shrine, the shrine will catch fire. If they pack the footprint sand, your footprint sand that you matched, they carry it. They are carrying wahala. They will never have peace until they release you. Somebody will carry such an anointing that if they throw anything on you, it will bounce back to sender. How many people believe there is such a grace? I know I believe there is such a grace. See testimonies. Can imagine all of us standing now, you know, get activated. Imagine we get activated. And all of us come for fellowship like this. Which will enter here this day? You enter your house, they say they bury something there. It can't stay. We are carriers of fire. Sit down first. Are we ready for action? Praise the Lord. Let me be sure that all of us are alive. Can we all be on our feet? Just be on our feet. Glory be to God in the highest.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah.
For His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen.
For His mercy.
For His mercy endures forever.
Can we all stand? Mother's womb, and the enemy has seen it the day you were born, a star in the hand of God. This is a church. You know the category that you belong. The benefit of Calvary, listen very well. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. As you will take this breath, somebody with any infirmity, including the brother that said you have been suffering from staphylococcus for more than 20 years. Any sickness that follow you here now, the highest deliverance you can have, the highest prayer you can have for your healing is eating this bread here. It's more than anybody laying hand on you. It's more than going to any mountain if you will eat it with the understanding that by the stripes of Jesus Christ we are healed. He said, this is my body offered for you. Eat it in remembrance of me. The only symbol of our faith in this church is the cross. Because that is where every matter was settled. You have anything hiding in your body, fire will catch it now. You drink that cup, you are drinking the blood of Jesus Christ. Any cause they use blood of any animal to throw on you, this covenant in this blood will destroy it now.